The sons of Otis Malone, four musicians from Siloam Springs with a tendency to write and play great music. Their new CD, Bad Country, includes a half dozen original songs and the right amount of mandolin, dobro, guitar, and lap steel, among other instruments. This week, Ben Bergstrom, Travis Cheney, David Farley, and John Kendall came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play and to talk. Their music has roots in bluegrass, folk, and real country music. Ben Bergstrom, one of the sons of Otis Malone, says he came to these older forms of music after he came to Arkansas.
It's not that old for me, no, that I've been listening to the music. As long as I've been playing, I guess, I've been listening. But I grew up in Northern California, so moving to Arkansas is probably when I kind of started, you know, feeling a little more country. But that being said, it has come very naturally, you know.
Well, Travis, in these songs, I can hear Hank Williams, yeah. Tom T. Hall. I mean, there's a storytelling going on here.
The very first song on there, the country music singers, How They Linger, that's, I think, one of the only semi-autobiographical ones on there. it really was my dad growing up. He had Hank Williams Jr.'s family tradition confused with the gospel song Precious Memories. And I always thought that was the... Those two mixed together was the perfect country song because it was the sacred and the profane just right there next to each other, and they didn't seem to be that bothered. So,
And you look at country music's history from Hank Williams to Johnny Cash to Merle Haggard and George Jones. Those go together.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a tradition.
I think I really started getting into it maybe when I was 15 or 16. And, my dad listened to a lot of different kinds of music, not just country music, but that was one that stuck, I guess.
Well, country music singers, how they linger. Singer, but he wouldn't in the choir. He just sang for the joy was in his heart. Lord, he sang in the church house and he sang down at the bar. Sometimes I don't think you can keep the two apart. He sang country music singers, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
Tell me, Hank,
why do you drink?
Oh, son.
Thought Daddy was getting smart, but I think Dad was generally confused. And the fellas at the bar never let him get very far when he sang rock bass to the tune of Lovesick Blues. He sang country music singers, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
Tell me, Hank,
why do you drink?
Oh, Hank,
why do you roast folks? In the dark, there were churchmen drinking coffee, there were barflies swilling beer. We all sung along because we knew the words by heart. We all sang country music singers, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
Tell me, Hank,
why do you drink?
Oh, Hank,
why do you roast folks? Now, precious, sacred, sing the whole.
Now, I don't know if I have a favorite musical instrument, but in the top three is lap steel.
Yeah, me too. I love it. There's just nothing else like it. I mean, violin's kind of close, but it's so vocal. You can do so much with it that you can't do with, like, a guitar or, you know, mandolin, which those are great too. But I love playing slide. It's so cool.
Well, you come, David Farley, with... Just on this CD, your credits include dobro, banjo, lap steel, and electric guitar.
Yeah.
Do you just see something and say, oh, that's shiny, I'm going to learn how to play it?
I force it upon them. Yeah, like, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. Yeah, you guys. But no.
Tell them how you learned to play the dobro.
No, yeah. I grew up playing guitar, you know, probably since I was 14 or so. And then towards the end of college, I broke my wrist, my right wrist, and so I couldn't play anymore. But that's all I really wanted to do, among other things in college. And so I had a big cast on, and it was the big 90-degree angle kind of thing. And so I went and bought a steel bar because I could still get, you know, something around my finger. And I started playing my guitar in my lap like that. I just tuned it to an open chord and would slide around. It sounded terrible. But after my wrist healed, I kind of kept doing that here and there. And before too long, I got the hang of it, and I could finally get the feel down, and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I need to keep doing this. And that's actually about the time I got into bluegrass and old country and stuff like that. I had a friend in Branson that introduced me. He's like, you're playing dobro. I had never heard of that. And so, yeah, and now I've got quite a few dobros. But yeah, that's a good story.
The second song on the CD you're going to play also in here, Good Woman, that's a good country song. You mentioned that country music singers, how they linger, is autobiographical. Good Woman, just...
Well, it, you know, I think I wrote it before I got married, so it was when I was really looking, you know. And thankfully I found what I was looking for. So I think part of it, I feel like there were a lot of stereotypical images of what a woman's supposed to be. And so I wanted to try in some ways to maybe counteract that a little bit, but still couch it in like a country song where you wouldn't really expect it. But
well, I'm glad you bring that up, because what these songs do is lean on tradition but don't use cliche as a crutch. And is that difficult to do?
It is, because they come, you know, cliches come so naturally. So,
and I'm thinking of there's that wonderful lyric, that wonderful sequence in Bad Country Songs. And if you grew up in rural Arkansas or rural, probably anywhere, you can relate to this. But we sang Bad Country Songs, but then the kicker is not ironic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to say now that whatever the bad music was you were listening to and getting together and singing out loud, oh, but we knew.
Right.
But no, this is a passionate, heartfelt.
Yeah, and truthfully, that one was autobiographical too. And I met my wife, and I was taking her out to the farm to plant watermelons. And we were, you know, it was cliche almost. You know, we were just driving down the back road, the window was down the truck, and there was a bad country song on the radio, and we were both singing it, and yeah, we weren't ashamed. It felt really natural and heartfelt, and I thought, yeah, she doesn't care, I don't care, this is it.
Do you want to identify what that bad country song was?
It was Grundy County Auction by John Michael Montgomery. There, I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know, she got really good. That one.
Ben, you mentioned you grew up in Northern California.
That's right.
How'd you get to Siloam?
I moved with family, and then ended up, I was working construction and met some people that went to John Brown University, and that's where Travis and I met, and I, yeah, started going to school there, and now I stay. Yeah, it's great.
You're planted?
Yes, very much so. Uh-huh. I'm married, and my wife works for downtown Siloam Springs, and we're in downtown Siloam Springs, and
she runs downtown.
We're very, very planted. It's wonderful.
David, you raised your hand. You raised your hand when I asked if you grew up in Arkansas from Arkansas. Whereabouts?
In Siloam. Yeah.
Lifetime Panther.
My family's been there. Yeah, my family's been there for 4 or 5 generations, I think, something like that. Same dirt road.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I grew up. Awesome place.
I grew up two two houses down, which is, you know, half a mile from the same where my grandpa was born, and which, and that house is still technically standing, but you know, we've been there for a while. Yeah.
Okay, the picture on the cover of the CD. Yes. The CD is Bad Country. This is a wonderful picture. It looks as if there are three gentlemen listening to maybe a crystal radio set, or
John? Yeah, they the old man on the right is actually my great great grandpa.
This gentleman here in the overalls, on the right.
All right, yeah, that's Klaus Palmquist. He's my great great grandpa.
Great name,
Palmquist.
Yeah,
we should change our name to this.
I think the guy on the left is his son. Klaus. I can't remember his name. And the guy in the middle was visiting from Sweden. And they're listening to a crystal radio set. And it's funny because when my mother saw the CD cover, she thought we had photoshopped in the headphones and everything. But that's all original to the photo.
You have a regular standing gig at 28 Springs, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Every Tuesday night.
It's the genesis for this group that's around, you know, this table right now, because they asked when they were opening, they wanted music on, you know, several nights during the week, and they wanted, you know, they asked Travis and I to play, and we had another guy who was playing with us then. And so since we kept doing that, we just kept playing, and then we were like, well, you really need some more people to play with us, you know, and that's
kind of how we formed the band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 28 Springs hasn't had the heart to turn us away.
That's right.
We just keep showing up.
What time do you start every Tuesday night?
8 o'clock.
Until 10?
10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No cover?
No cover.
Oh, no. No, but, you know, we prefer if you buy something when you're there.
Sure. If people haven't been to Siloam for a couple of years, they might be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Poor John's there. You got That's 28 right. Springs.
Mm-hmm. Cafe on Broadway.
Yeah.
Fratelli's Pizza downtown.
What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of momentum. And in the past, you know, 5 to 8 years, there have been some serious investment dollars from some, you know, some contractors and some families that have lived in town for a long time that, you know, were tired of seeing downtown so many buildings and so much potential that was, you know, just not being used. And they had vision, you know, it's that there were, you know, lots of people that had a vision. And they've been able to really get some momentum, and it's wonderful to be a part of. And like I said, my wife, Meredith, she's executive director for Main Street Siloam Springs, and Main Street is kind of at the hub for a lot of that energy. But, of course, there's many, many people that are a part of it.
We've heard about planting watermelons on a dirt road, growing up 2.5 miles from where your grandfather grew up.
Yeah.
Your great-grandfather's name again was?
Klaus Palmquist.
Klaus Palmquist. You guys had to become a band. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was written in the stars.
Well, let's hear some music.
All right.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks for herself, and she don't go around talking bad about everybody else. Oh, I'm a good woman, one who's educated, but knows that life's been chasing a dime, just plain overrated. Oh, I'm a good woman, want a woman who's satisfied with digging in the dirt by her loving man, just sitting by the riverside. So I'm getting out of America and I'm going back to Arkansas. Gonna find a good woman, live in the woods and farm with my daddy-in-law. Gonna find a good woman, live in the woods and farm with my daddy-in-law. Woman who will never grow old, though
she grow chin whiskers and she grow gray hair. She keep young down in her soul. Oh, good woman, wanna when her cheeks are faded, but still got coals burning in her eyes, a desire that can never be sated. So I'm getting out of America and I'm going back to Arkansas. Gonna find a good woman, live in the woods and farm with my daddy-in-law. Gonna find a good woman, live in the woods and farm with my daddy-in-law. Lord! Oh, good woman, who will bear our baby child. Then we'll raise her together, Lord, we'll raise her up meek and wild. Oh, good woman, and I hope she wants me too. We'll drive the back roads when we're 60 years old and love like we used to do. So I'm getting out of America and I'm going back to Arkansas. Gonna find a good woman with my daddy-in-law. Gonna find a good woman, live in the woods and farm with my daddy-in-law. Good God!
The sons of Otis Malone, John Kendall on bass, Travis Cheney on guitar, Ben Bergstrom on mandolin, and that was David Farley with dobro and banjo, and he'll play lap steel on another song that we'll hear Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend Ozarks at Large on KUAF. Their latest CD is titled Bad Country. The band plays every Tuesday night at 28 Springs in downtown Siloam Springs. Their webpage, sonsofotismalone.com.